Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll direct your attention to page 46, item 3.1. This is a recommendation for approval of faculty and staff with personnel actions, which have already gone through personnel channels and administrative channels through the human resources information system. And it covers the period March 11 through July 12 of this year. And you'll see you've seen the lengthy schedule. The salary increases that are $5,000 or more have a detailed explanation attached on the latter pages. And I would move for a...
Move approval. Second.
Second.
Any questions? Any comments? Call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Report.
Do you have any comments now?
Just as the agenda item probably points out, normally you don't see this volume personnel actions. It does reflect the operating budget where we included funding for a 1% salary increase with a floor of 500 and a ceiling of 1,000. So normally that's why the volume is so large. Thank you.
That concludes the report, Mr. Chair.
Moving next to item 4 on the report, President's report.
As is our custom and certainly reaffirmed in the survey that the board completed in recent days on year-end reports, or that an item in that survey, I think the board does value a one-year snapshot of the year just ended on key university areas, and I would continue to welcome, of course, any board feedback if there are other areas that you don't normally hear from in the course of our quarterly board meeting schedule that you would like a year-end report. We'd certainly be happy to accommodate that. Traditionally, we've done that with athletics, with capital campaign fundraising, and then we will go into executive session on legal matters. But I would start with the Ross Bjork in a year-end athletics report. Ross?
Thank you, President Ransdell, Chairman Hignan, for the opportunity to speak to you. Also want to acknowledge the support of former Chair, can I call you former or past, or what's the...
Any way you want to do it.
Jim Meyer, for your friendship and your support over the last year.
Thank you, sir.
Obviously, I'm very proud to serve as your athletic director of this great institution. I recall James's speech yesterday during our retreat about the passion for this place, and it continues to evolve and grow each and every day, and that's what I'm most proud of, sitting here in this chair as the athletic director. I know that athletics is not the most important department on campus, not even close, but we are very, very visible, if not the most visible department, and so we have a responsibility to operate an athletic department with integrity and responsibility, and with that comes a lot of a lot of analysis from other people that think our job is easy, and that's fine. We welcome that. But it also gives us a chance to portray exactly what happens in athletics, and that's the great thing about what we do. As all of you know, probably, we have 19 sports that we operate at the Division I-A level across the board, and we really view ourselves as a model athletic program in the Sun Belt Conference, in the NCAA, in our region, and nationally, and that's something that we all take pride in. One of our mottos is that if we only seek to maintain, then we fall behind. I think President Ransdell mentioned that yesterday in our retreat. So our goal is to constantly improve. And so I'm going to talk to you today about 2010-11, a review. All of you, I believe, have a report that was mailed out to you, hard copy, last week. So hopefully you've had a chance to review that. We're not going to go through every single page of this report, even though it is on our PowerPoint, because I know you've had a chance to read it. If not, you'll get a chance to read it. But really what we stress in athletics since I arrived and also before is really our core values. What do we stand for in athletics? How do we want to operate the athletic department? And so we list out our 7 core values. And they're not in any particular order, but Academic excellence is the number one point. Student athlete welfare, integrity, social responsibility, university integration, community engagement, and competitiveness. Of course, we want to win games. And so we highlight that in our first section. Obviously, you see Coach Oldham there waving the red towel as we honored the 1971 team at a basketball game. That was very important to continue to honor our history of our program. This talks about our success, you know, really on the field and on the courts. Over the last 4 years, we've won 31 conference championships, including four in 2010-11. Those four happen to be in track. Our track and field program has continued to dominate in many ways in the Sun Belt Conference. But, you know, a great epitome of a student athlete and really defines our mission is Matt Rice. 4.0, engineering student, was an all-conference baseball player, received Sun Belt Conference awards for academics and athletics. Really epitomizes who we are and our success on the field and on the court. This
you might add about Matt Rice, he was an academic All-American, not just first-team academic All-American, but was the academic student-athlete of the year in the NCAA in baseball.
Baseball, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. This this chart chronicles the last 10 years in our success in Sun Belt Conference championships. Something that we're very, very proud of, and one of our core values is academic success, academic excellence. This past year, all of our student athletes, for the first time in recorded history that we can find, have a cumulative grade point average of over a 3.0. It's a 3.04. And that takes into account 378 of our student athletes. So across the board, academic success is very important, and we continue to stress that. Our academic advising center, Student Athlete Success Center, is a cornerstone of what we do in athletics, and so we continue to promote academic excellence. We have to. We're part of the mission of this institution. And so the grade point average reaching a 3.0 doesn't happen very often in college athletics, especially at the Division I 1A level. So we're proud that we have this achievement. Now we have to maintain it, and we have to continue to grow it. 10 of our 15 programs have a grade point average of 3.0. Again, a high percentage, and that obviously leads to the 3.0 grade point average. We honored Denny and Carol Wedge, who the Academic Advising Center is named after, at our academic banquet. We also continue to perform well in the NCAA APR, which tracks graduation rate and academic success. All of our teams perform over the 925, which is the minimal standard that the NCAA has set. So we continue to achieve well as it relates to NCAA tracking. Our graduation rates of those student athletes who exhaust their eligibility, finish their playing career, continues to be at an 85% clip. And so we're very proud of our academic success. We also highlight Sunbelt achievement. This is not in your not in your booklet, but a slide that we added. In the Sunbelt Conference, WKU, I believe it's the last 6 years, we continue to lead the conference in the number of student-athletes that are honored for academics. 221 student-athletes, both on the commissioner's list and academic honor roll. That's over a 3.0. And 10 of the 12 Sunbelt Conference programs, athletics graduation rate is higher than the student population, and we're one of those programs. So across the board in the Sun Belt, academics is improving each and every year, and we're a leader in this category. We also talk about community engagement, and this is very important. We're part of the community. We have an obligation to give back. Our student athletes, our coaches are very visible. We participated in numerous community engagement activities, including 6,000 students at a women's basketball game in February that we worked with the Bowling Green and Warren County School District to promote education, but also bring them on campus. And probably the best thing we got out of that was many of those students and parents said, you know what, we've never been on campus. We live in this community. We've never been on campus, let alone a basketball game. And so the opportunity to do that with our women's basketball program is really unique, and we're going to continue that program in the future, working with both school districts. So community engagement is very important. We also recently, just this week as a matter of fact, just launched a new program that will be in next year's report called Hilltoppers with Heart. It's a community relations program that now puts an umbrella on all these activities and really will give us a great chance to brand the program but also promote it in much better ways. And so you'll see that in next year's report as we go into 2011-12. University integration, I mentioned that earlier. We did a lot of work with the provost's office, Dr. Emsley, and his office in promoting academic achievement at football and basketball games. The first one was Professor All, who climbed Mount Everest. I read an article about that and thought, you know what, we need to have him at a football game. We need to recognize an unbelievable achievement. And so we had him at the Indiana game, and then we started pretty much every football game and every men's basketball game and a few women's basketball games of honoring those high achievers on the academic side. And so we'll continue to work with the academic side to do this at football and basketball games. Facilities, we didn't do a whole lot of heavy lifting this past year. A few minor adjustments to a locker room in Diddle Arena, also some branding initiatives. We have a master facility plan that has been mentioned to the board to focus on tennis, focus on baseball, focus on track and field, some more additions to the football stadium, a potential indoor facility, and a multi-purpose building at our soccer and track, soccer and softball facility and potential tennis facility. So that will evolve. Our master facility plan will evolve, and all of those projects are going to be privately funded. We have to raise money for those projects. And so facilities are great. That's one of the things that we pride ourselves on, one of the things that makes us strong in this region within our campus are our facilities. This highlights our individual achievements on the courts and on the fields, academic All-Americans, Sunbelt Conference Award winners. We have great individual student-athletes. Claire Donahue finished second in the NCAA in the 100-yard, 100-meter fly. As an All-American, we had Bobby Rainey was third in the nation in rushing this past year. He's on every watch list for award winners, potential award winners in the 2011 season. So a lot of good credit to Bobby and what he's done and the work ethic that he puts forth. And then we have Ignacio Guerrero, who led the nation in the javelin throw this year. Finished seventh at the NCAA meet, had a bad ankle, didn't perform well, but he has the potential to win a national championship next year in the javelin. And so lots of individual performers that we highlight as we go through. Hilltopper Nation is very important to us, our crowds, our fans. We have to reach out. We've done a lot of initiatives, our Toppers on Tour. We went to 6 different sites this past year. We've gone to different Rotary clubs, Kiwanis clubs, all over the region to really grow the brand of WKU Athletics. That's really our next step is, as a Division I-A football program, we have to be more of a regional draw. We can't just rely on Bowling Green. We have to be in Owensboro. We have to be in Nashville, E-Town, Louisville, Glasgow, Hopkinsville. We've got to be more regionally focused in order to draw more fans and get more support to our program. We talk about football. We really believe in Coach Taggart and what's happening there, recruiting at a high level, but also doing it the right way. And no one speaks better for our football program and is a better representative than Coach Taggart and what he's doing in getting our kids and our team to really buy in to our program. So we're excited. How many games we're going to win? We don't know. But we know we're going to be a lot better. We know we're going to make strides. We know our crowds are excited. We know we've got a lot of energy around our program, so we're excited about that. Basketball, we know what's happened there. Well chronicled, well documented. We have a plan to improve. We have to improve. That's the bottom line in those programs, both on and off the court. And we believe there's renewed focus and renewed energy in both women's and men's basketball, and we're excited about what the future holds for those programs. Our leadership, our team, there, we wanted to chronicle and make sure that the leaders behind our athletic program, there's many more that aren't listed here, but it's important that we highlight our leadership team, and most importantly, our faculty athletic rep, Mr. Jim Brown, is up there, and this will be his last year as the faculty athletic rep, and so we will go through a transition to replace him, and so that's exciting to have Jim in his last year, but also see what the future holds. Our athletic impact, our budget is $21 million. We'll continue to operate about on the same budget for 2011-12. We obviously want to continue to grow our resources, grow our revenue that we can control, but also be good stewards of the revenue that's produced from student fees and also given from the general campus budget. And so we'll continue to operate with that mindset that we have to be good stewards of the support that we receive from the university, from our students, and from our fans in the community. So this pretty much wraps up my report. I think if you ask our fans, our staff, our coaches, you know, what are we good at? There's lots of things I think we're good at, but I think we are very student-athlete-centered and focused. I think we focus on academic success. I think we have a strong brand, both in the physical sense of the red towel, but also in the value of the mind. Brand power, I think, is very, very strong for us. We also run a model athletic department across the country. We're viewed as a place where people come to say, how is Western Kentucky doing it? We want to know how they sell tickets, how they run their website, how they deal with coaches, how they run their academics. They come to us for ideas and how to run a model athletic program. There are things that we're not good at that we have to plan for. We need to be more consistent in the competition side of things across the board. We need to do better in preparing our student athletes for life after sports with a life skills program. That's something that we do not have. We need to continue to worry about finances. That's a fear that all of us have, and that's evolving and changing. But we always have to be mindful of the resources that we have. There's also threats in our business, in the industry, college athletics. Lots of changes, lots of proposals out there that people are talking about. We'll be mindful of those. We'll try to be a leader as those things come across our desk, leader in the Sun Belt with President Ransdale's leadership and my leadership and the athletic director committee that we have. Always be mindful of the changing landscape because there are threats out there. That's the nature of our business. So the last slide I want to show you is we're not trying to change the way our future Hilltoppers think. You know, go means green if you look at a stoplight. But this is a marketing platform that we have this year. Red means go. We want people to think of WKU Red and come to our games. Come support our student-athletes. Come to Bowling Green. Come to campus. So we're not trying to confuse anybody, but red means go for 2011-12. So thank you for the opportunity. I'd be happy to answer any questions that may be here.
Ross.
Yes.
I told you this privately, but I'd like to say it publicly now. I think your brochure is great, and I very much appreciate the presentation and integration of academic as student athletes and academics into the brochure. There are ways that people do it that pander, and this doesn't. It doesn't. I mean, it's not, I got to do this, let's throw those smart kids in and stir. It's thoroughly integrated, and it's obvious you mean it, and I appreciate that very much.
Thank you very much.
And people called me to tell me that they thought it was fun, that Willie Taggart was down at Fresh Fields with a bullhorn trying to get people to go to the red and white game. And why they appreciated it is he didn't send an assistant. He did it himself. And again, I think people found that to be, very impressive. He was working.
Good. Thank you.
And I'd also like to add, too, as a member of this board, I have seen the athletic department evolve, and it's always been for the better. And I'm really proud of the academics, the emphasis on academics that you've put forth. And the community service is what I appreciate as well. You know, being here in Bowling Green the last couple of days and watching TV and seeing those football guys running vacuum cleaners and dusting and pulling out trees and all. It's something I didn't expect to see, but it's really, and they seem to enjoy it. It wasn't like, oh, man, we got to go down here and do this. They seem to enjoy it anyway. They put on a good front. But we're really excited about the things that you're doing in the athletics and how it's been, even though there haven't been a lot of wins in some of the sports, but there's been a lot of interest and a lot of concern, and we haven't let that hold us back, and we're still going forward and getting good student athletes, and that means a lot.
Thank you very much. Appreciate those comments.
Good job.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Catherine, campaign update, and then we'll take a break before executive session.
The former chair and now the present chair, I know, will appreciate the brevity of my presentation in the sense that good news is it doesn't have to take a long time. And you have in your book two pages of highlights, but I would like to highlight additionally a couple of things there that I think are relevant. We hit the $185 million mark, which puts us about $7 million ahead of our pace, the goal for the $200 million goal. As it happens, the President and I know that we already have another $2 million that we'll be able to add to that within the next couple of weeks, and potentially another $3 million after that, and we're working on a lot of other things. It's really a great program. Based on all the things that are happening at the university, we're getting to reap the benefit of that in private philanthropy. I also want to note that we have in the annual fund, and this is important because the future is in alumni relations and annual fund continue to do really good work because we have to grow another generation. We had the highest year ever in our annual fund, $6.7 million. Louisville had an article that they were celebrating that they had $2.1 million in the annual fund. I just thought by reference of comparison you might see.
All right.
A couple of other things on the second page that are important as well. In addition to the fact that we've raised $185 million and had it committed to the annual fund, we have another $88.7 million in deferred gifts, gifts that were coming to the university, which is beginning to pave the way for future success as well. Our little alumni relations staff, it's very small, conducted 234 events last year that involved 52,500 alumni. That's really something. I don't know if you can appreciate the energy and drive it takes to do that. And then finally, a great tribute to Tom Hiles and all the team and to President Ransdell. We won several awards, but the most impressive of which is that this program was chosen for an overall performance award by the Council for Advancement of Supportive Education. You cannot apply for that award. It's a strictly meritorious award that is given. We were one of 24 universities nationally to receive this overall performance award in fundraising. We shared the distinction with the University of Southern California, Berkeley, William & Mary, and Villanova, to name it. So we really have a lot to be proud of. We're not slowing down at all. The staff is totally dedicated. We will go over that $200 million goal, and then we'll be getting geared up for the next round of bringing in philanthropic support to the university. But I want to celebrate that staff and Tom, who's not here anymore, for the wonderful work they've done and the kind of program they've built, and I'm just delighted to be a part of it and hope that we can take it to another level in the years to come. Be glad to answer any questions.
I would point out two things, Catherine, if I might. On page 48, 978 faculty and staff, 12% increase over last year, by the way, contributed $708,000 to the university. That's significant when your faculty and staff are supporting you in that significant a manner. And then the other is the cost to raise a dollar is 13 cents. Most of you understand business pro formas. That's a pretty good return on investment, 13 cents for every dollar raised. So this is becoming such a critical part of our university culture and our financial underpinning that it's important to track those kinds of statistics as we go forward.
Thanks for mentioning faculty and staff. In October, or at your fall meeting, we hope to have a sort of unveil a plan we have to try to raise even more the engagement of faculty and staff. But it does help to go out to the community and say our own faculty and staff care enough to make their philanthropic contributions to this university. So it really is another indication of why this is such a wonderful place. And we think we'll even take it to another level in the next couple.
Thank you, Catherine.
We'll take a short 10-minute recess, come back and take up the executive session agenda, assuming we get the appropriate motions and approval.
Okay. So moved.
Motion to recess 10 minutes made.
Yes, thank you.
Nobody.